after dust, life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight, good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold-blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above, and it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. I'm your boy, Steady J, and got my girl in the building, my girl, Carol Lamone, in the building. What's up, Carol?
What it do?
How much, you know, man, you know, today is Monday, the 17th, and, you know, it's we're counting down. I mean, it's, you know, supposedly the end of the world's coming on the 21st.
Yeah, that's what they say, man. That's what they say. But today was definitely Money Making Monday.
Yeah, so, you know, we got to, you know, we count down, man. You know, it's a hot to dust day. You know, every Monday is hot to dust Monday. What are we going on? Hot news, hotness, and hot energy to hot music. That's what we do. And today's show is going to be start a new series that we're going to be doing on the show called When Two Worlds Meet. And we'll be doing this week could be the premiere. We'll be doing it on both Monday and on this Monday, and just coming up Wednesday show too. Then we'll be doing it periodically here and there, and which will just be a special segment where we'll bring two different people. We'll bring a person from two different people from two different industries and jam pack them into one show. And you know, it's always great to have intermingle people in. Today's show, you know, both of you are from Texas natives, and so we got a model, Miss Cammy Jean, is going to be coming in the building in a moment, and artist, Mr. Jane, is going to be coming in. So, man, you know, it's a good, you know, it's showing love. You know, it's how we do, you know, we show love back to people that show love to dustfly.com, and that's what we do. We like to do exclusive stuff. You know, a lot of people, you know, they do what they do, and City J does what he does. So it is what it is now.
Yes.
Of course, before we get to interviews and stuff today, too, we'll also be chopping up. You know, I guess we'll have our guests will probably be jumping in this with us, too. I'm talking about some of the current events that happened, too. Of course, one of the most traumatic things that happened. And I see your forces now. Hold on. One of the traumatic things that happened is the Sandy Hook Elementary School thing. Oh my God! Like
what?
Yeah, that was. I mean, that was extra rat. I'm gonna try that. I'm not gonna dwell on it too long because I know y'all seen me. I've been going in for longer, but I'm gonna touch on it real quick. You know, and Terry, I saw how tight you was getting. So I know how you feel, and
yeah, of course.
You know, I just want to definitely just lay the foreground on the fact that, you know, I just can't, there's some things I just can't tolerate. And that's just one of them. And what I don't understand is, you know, and I'm not going to justify killing at all, but my thing is this, if you have sex with your mom, okay, why didn't you, I mean, it just sounds so crazy how I'm having to put this, but y'all feel what I'm coming from on this. If you had sex with your mom and you were killing your mom, that was one thing that I was like, he's doing that. You know, he shouldn't be killing his mom. That's what I do. I'm just saying. But
exactly.
Then you sit there and tell me that you carry this on to the fact that you just killed 20 of her class, 20 kids in her class, kindergartners. The fifth of kindergartners that, you know, you just threw into the mix. And, you know, I just don't understand people that are so heartless and they're doing such crazy things like that. Like, what the heck is it? You know, why would she involve the kids? What they going to do, throw a Play-Doh at you? I mean,
yeah,
get out of here. Bite your knee. I just understand how you just, I don't care how psychologically messed up you are, period. There's no excuse for you to walk into somebody's school and just think it's fine. And just go shoot, you know, just go shooting folks. And especially when it comes to the fact that, you know, what the heck are you doing shooting kindergarten? What does a kindergarten do to you? So
exactly. Very true. Yeah, you have to touch base with that situation most definitely, because that was very heartfelt for me myself, because, I mean, I just don't understand how any of those parents could feel actually going to think they're picking up their children and find out their children were killed because of another one's emotions. And now everybody wants to holler, oh, yeah, let's get rid of guns, let's do this and let's do that. But you have to look at the situations that is at hand every day in the streets. And that's not just in Michigan and Detroit. That's from everywhere. So, therefore, you taking that away and giving law enforcement and everybody to have guns, they're going to have way bigger egos than what they have now. Therefore, I'm against the just, you know what I'm saying, losing guns and taking that away, but does there need to be tighter securities in school? Yes, they do, because they're too open. Every visitor's welcome. There shouldn't be visitors welcome. Now you have everybody that's out here kind of hectic because they don't. Your kids are not even safe at school, and that's horrible. That's really horrible,
you know,
for one person to be able just to take everybody's lives like that. That's horrible.
It's not. You know what they keep forgetting? What they keep messing up at is not the price of the guns. It's the price of the bullets. Raise the goddamn price of the bullets. These people, you know, people are like, goddamn bullets. I don't know if I should buy the bullets. Raise the price of the bullets, because then people are not fit to go act crazy on the killing spree. They can't afford to go on the killing spree. Raise the freaking price of the darn bullets. That's what they're not figuring out. If you bullets are $50, you'll get a bullet for $50 a pop. Hell, that's chump change, really. When you really change it, if you can just get a gun on the street and all you need to do is just go to somewhere and get some bullets, shit, that's chump change, $50 a bullet.
Exactly. And the thing is that gets me the most with what's going on is I'm not pulling no racial cards here, but it's a simple fact how it kills me every time. Now, let this would have been an African-American male that would have went in there and did this. He would have been a menace to society. He would have been so many other things. But why when something big, or Arabic for some reason, oh, they're a terrorist. But when it comes to Caucasian males at the time, why is it, somebody please tell me, or am I the only one tripping, it's the fact that they always say, oh, they're mentally ill. Does mentally ill give somebody the right to go in somewhere and kill a place? Okay, I could be mentally ill. Everybody might have some type of mental illness that's somewhere within them, in their mindset. Does that give us the right to go blow something up, go take another one's life and just, oh, well, you know what? No, there's no sympathy for what the boy did. I don't care if he's 20 years old or what he is. He's 20 years old and knowledgeable to know that that wasn't the right thing to do. Therefore, it's just killing me how people's making excuses saying that he was mentally ill.
You know what another thing to take on that is? They always try to say that we're so, that, you know, if you're like privileged, you know, and then, you know, everybody's always trying to watch out for the people in the hood. Oh, we got to watch them because they're going to do something crazy. And, you know, they say you're a part of your environment. So if you're supposedly, quote-unquote, privileged, what the hell is wrong with you? That's what I'm not understanding.
Exactly.
Okay, we're going to go to I'm going to the 469 line. I see somebody on 469. See what it is. You're on Life to the Death Vibe, your boy, Ceddie J, and your girl, Tara Lamone. What's up?
What's up?
Hey, this is Tex calling in, Texas Gang.
What is up, bro? What's up, man? It's a good to have you on the show, man. You know, I appreciate this dude because I like people when they say, hey, we're going to do this, I'm going to get on it, and let's do it, and not hesitate. I like people that's not hesitant. If you're going to be about a decision, do it. And this dude, I mean, I'm going to tell this background story. Y'all know me. I don't give a darn. This dude, I saw him chopping up with another artist that he knows, and I was on the comments and whatnot, and I said something about music and all that, and radio show and everything, and I had said something about Dustbot and whatnot, and he's like, oh, man, yeah, you do a show, I'm going to check it out, man. I want to definitely get involved. And I told him, well, yeah, check out the Dustbot, and we got this to tell you how the interviews get set up, all that stuff. No hesitation. Dude does it in less than 5 minutes. I'm just saying that, you know, to me, you know, I figure if this dude can do a quick turnaround and be about his stuff, why can't I be about the stuff as well? And, you know, it wasn't like he was sucking up to me and I wasn't sucking up to him. We're just doing what we do. We felt like we had common ground or something. We did it. So I just had to put that out there because I appreciate you for that, man. Big ups to you for that.
I appreciate that too, man. I wanted to get in on that conversation on the Connecticut and the gun laws.
Oh, definitely, man. Go ahead, jump into the Kool-Aid, man.
All right. On that, really, you know, I agree that you guys are kind of going back and forth on the whether or not we should have more gun control laws. I believe so. I mean, just looking around the world, I know it's the whole, there is a mentality of, you know, it's not guns that kill people, it's people that kill people. But we had the same incident with involving 27 children in China with a man who was wielding a knife. None of those kids were killed. He did wound them, but they weren't killed.
Right.
And we have, you know, other situations where, I mean, they have knives and bats and things of that sort. They're not actually able to kill them because it's not as lethal. It's harder to actually, you know, to take them out with a knife. So I think if we did have, and of course in China they have very strict gun laws. So if we had something more of that, I think it would help. But at this point, I think we're kind of at the point of no return. There's so many guns out there now that, I mean, once you get that in place, how would you go about getting them out of people's hands, you know? I think we're kind of past the point of no return. So now it almost feels as if you're going to have, you know, unfortunately, people on standby in the schools with concealed handgun licenses or something of that sort, in movie theaters, obviously.
Right. Like I said, Mr. Guy, they raise the freaking price of them. Dog, I'm telling you, man, it's them bullets, man. Raise the price of them freaking bullets.
Yeah, I agree. I agree on that, too. As I said, we have to point no return, so we'd have to take it to a different level, as you said, raise the prices on bullets.
The gun thing ain't working. They tried it, been there, done that. Somebody can go anywhere. You know, it's sad to say to put it like that, but anybody go anywhere, go buy a freaking gun on the street. Buy a freaking bullet, it's going to be a little bit harder. Especially you raise the price on it some more. I mean, of course, the black market going to try and stuff to get them, but still, at the end of the day,
and
we
got to
try something because we didn't try everything else. And we want minds to keep. And like you said, I just feel like China is doing a very great job of holding down of doing what they do.
Yeah,
exactly.
And just as she stated, as far as the Caucasian versus African American outlook, it's I mean, it's true. I said the same thing on my Facebook. Like, you know, truth be told, it honestly seems to be our biggest mass shootings in our history has been by a Caucasian male, and they have always looked at in a bright light initially. Before mental illness comes along, it's always, you know, he would have never done this. He's in medical school. He's, you know, he's lived this or that life. Something must have been wrong. As far as it goes for us in that standing, it simply seems to be, you know, we grew up where we grew up, so that's the reason we did it. and it's not right, because we're not, even if we do get out of here and we do shootings and whatnot, we generally have a target. We're not targeting random people. We're not shooting up malls. We're not shooting up movie theaters. We're, you know, we're shooting at each other, unfortunately.
Yep.
Ooh.
That's very true. That's very true.
Yeah, I like how you wrote that down. It's different ways, you know. Neither one is acceptable, but it's just sad, you know, it's sad to say, you know, like you said, you got them, they going to shooting, they just going on massacres. We run around shooting each other every day. So it's like, it's crazy on both spectrums. And see, the thing is, though, it scares me even more with, you know, with that side, because, you know, they bullets don't have any names on them. They just shooting. And if they feel like you was in the way, they shooting you too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very much true.
So, yeah, it is just unacceptable. And, man, I send my love out to everybody over there. Sandy Hook Elementary School, man, big up to y'all, man. Just keep it up, man, and just don't give up. Cause I know when ratchet stuff like that happens, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to hang in there.
Yeah, very much. That's a shout out to everybody that has went through everything as far as losing somebody and this crazy stuff that's going on. Even the China stuff, I did hear about that and posted that on my Instagram. All I can really say is everybody keep your heads up out here, because it's more of a, you know, we have our armies going to, you know what I'm saying, fight across different countries, and then it's almost like it's a war everywhere we are here in the United States every single day, unfortunately. You know what I'm saying? So I just hope everybody keeps their heads up and stay positive and not react out of hurt and pain and anger that it kind of feels like everybody's being pressed to do.
Exactly. But shoot, what we're going to do, we're going to go to a quick music break, and then we shall be back on Life at Dust Live. Your boy, Seti J, my great co-host with the Moses, I'm Terry Lamont, and then we got one of my special guests, Texas Gang. And when we come back, we'll be chopping up a little bit with him about his career. So
get ready.
I'm getting a goofy. I'm trying to be in this, like, a really goofy mode today. Once I talk to them, you know, I just feel so sad. You know, just that. A lot of people, after they talk about something, they always play sad music. I'm going to get turned back up because, I've already been sad, been there, done that, and I just want to try to heal. So here we go. I'm about to take it back to the 90s, and this is my girl, Shanice. It's just, so I had to put this,
hey.
I had to put this on.
girl like me. Sunny is the one for you to be with. But when I'm caught all alone, I start testing. It's a state of depression. And then the thunderclouds start moving. I begin to wonder, do you still love me? But after that, my whole world is beautiful.
Hey, what it do, man? This your homeboy, Six Figures, man, all the way from the West Coast, California. You understand that? And whenever I'm not in the studio, man, I'm sitting back chilling, man, listening to Life After Dusk live on Ice Radio USA and the Dust Spot. Seti J, I see you, man. Yee!
All right, hello. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Life That Does Live. That was
I Love You, Man.
I ain't gonna try to sing, you know. You know, I ain't trying to take nobody's pills or nothing, so I ain't gonna do too much. But we're back in the building. My co-host is with the Moses, Tara Lamone. We got my boy, artist Texas Game. And we also got the lovely, beautiful, hard-working Miss Cammy G in the building too, so it's a good look right now. Oh man, so like I said, we now we're back in crunk mode because we was in sad mode. We had to get our sadness out of it, back to church up mode. But you know, I definitely chop it up with you, man. Kind of just. You know, could give a little background of, you know, how you actually got started into music and whatnot, and, you know, what keeps you going into the industry so hard?
Man, y'all gonna laugh, but for me, man, starting out, what made me actually want to get into doing music was I saw that little Bow Wow Bounce With Me video. And you know, I was real young. I was like, man, there's a kid, you know, doing this. You know, I haven't seen that many kid artists that I thought was decent. So I heard him. Now, don't get me wrong, I wasn't a fan, but the fact that I saw a kid kind of sparked it in me, you know, to go ahead and try that. Man, I started off with a tape deck. You know, the ones that got the built-in mic.
Oh, Lord. I do that, too.
had a beat going in one speaker and then rapping in the other. Yeah, it real bad quality. But that's pretty much where I started, man. It's crazy because along my way, my career started off as one of those things, kind of get rich fast, you know. And for me, it moved pretty quickly early along. Around when I was about, I want to say about 15, 16, you know, MySpace really starting to make us make headway and whatnot, is when I was first approached by a somewhat major label, that being Rap-A-Lot. I spoke with them, basically, can't say too much on that, but that didn't work out. It went from just be wanting money, and I wanted it so bad I was willing to sign pretty much anything to get into it. And to now, if you guys check me out, it's more about the music now. It took me a while to get there because I was like, man, what's hot right now? I need to make something like that. What's hot right now? I need to make something like that. To now, it's you know, forget it. I'm going to make my own music. And that's what I've been doing, and I got way more support doing that than trying to hop on any gimmicks that are currently out. So that's a quick version.
You just said something that just popped out at me because it was, you know, I love the fact you said about it because a lot of people that's what their mindset is right now. You said that I'm not trying to. I was originally in it because it was about the money, and it would seem like those. It was happening that way for you, but, you know, you started being more about let's not be so money hungry about it. Let's do it because I want to do it and I want to do it my way. And
exactly.
I like the fact you do that because so many people, if somebody throws the money, if somebody throws a dollar sign at them, they go, oh, my God, yes, sir, master. I do what you tell me to do, master. They so ready, you know, suck. They've been running, you know, low-key suck their dick and stuff just because they threw some money at them or they talk about throwing money at them. And one thing about Steady J not going to do that. I'm going to be me. If you can't deal with me, then I don't, you know, I can keep it moving. There's always going to be opportunities. I don't care what anybody says.
Right. All right. I agree, man. And honestly, after that deal fell through, as I said, I was around 15 or 16. Of course, you start thinking, man, you know, what if I don't get another one? Maybe I should have signed, you know, type of thing. And that did run through my head several times. Maybe I should have just did this and that. Around 2010, I want to say, I was approached by Convict Music, you know, Akon label.
Yes. I did stuff with them for a while with the show.
Yeah. I got contacted by them, I mean, and the whole nine. Fly me out to NY, meet up with the stylist. I mean, you know, all the glamour and fame, and apparently, as I went on to learn, is this is what they do to try to get you to sign without reading. So basically, what happened with them was, you know, as everything came to, I phoned out, got a contract. The contract, based on my lawyer's words, was not good for a new artist at all, and I would kind of be stuck under that label, as they say, being the janitor, you know. Pretty much you're on there for the books, and because they already had Gaga and T-Pain at that point, so they didn't really, you know, need a new artist, and but they needed somebody to write off, which they were doing a lot of artists like that initially, apparently. But that was my work with that. As far as right now goes, I'm affiliated with PSPMG, Picture Joe Pooler's Music Group. I got a lot of solo projects. I'm working on my YouTube. If y'all want to look that up, that's TEXUZGAME. You can Google me. But as of right now, man, I'm looking for basically anybody who can give me a deal that I want. I want to do the music I want to do, everything from politics to love, without all the gimmicks. Now, as far as my style goes, it's really just catchy hooks with lyrical content on the verses. So I'm always saying something. If you listen, I'm saying something. It's never just, you know, booty shake, you know, nothing like that.
I'm like, so I'm gonna let it's probably doing battle sex almost today, but I'm gonna let Taryn talk to my girl Miss Kenny, because, you know, they both got something in common, both being models and hard working, so I'm going to let Taryn take the mic on her.
All right.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very good. I've seen some of your work. You have very nice work. I heard that you were in at a Hardy Fashion Show.
Yes, I did that. That was when I first started out, because I've been modeling off and on since I was about 19.
Right, and that had to be a big look for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was real fun. Had tons of fun. We did the Ed Hardy Fashion Show. We did some hair shows. Did some stuff with the Mavericks. Yeah, it was very fun.
Wow, that's great. That's real dope. Yeah, we do have a lot in common as far as modeling. And you are inspiration to a lot of models that are coming up. Can you tell me your views on the modeling industry as of now? Like, what are your views on the modeling industry as of now, and where do you see the modeling industry in the future?
As of now, it's so much competition, and that's really what I've tried to change. I try to actually reach out to a lot of my models so we can come together, you know, as a group, because there's, like, so much competition now, and everybody's out for themselves. So I've actually been meeting a lot of female models that are willing to, you know, help and, you know, share their experience and stuff, because I think that's the main thing, because girls nowadays, they think, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong, because I know you said you saw my work, and anybody can see my work. I know I do a lot of, like, I do sexy pictures, but my thing is, like, I don't feel that, you know, you have to always get naked for the camera, because
exactly.
I have done a lot of, I like to do charity work, I've hosted, you know, I've done the Ed Hardy fashion show. My thing is, like, I'm 5'3", so I don't really want to do runway shows, and that's not the main thing I want to do anyway. I want to do, like, magazines. A lot of, like I said, my charity work, I've done videos. I have so much more fun doing videos than anything. And I don't want people to just see, oh, I'm not, you know, 6, you know, foot or 5, you know, 7, so I can't model. Because, you know, like I said, I've done so much, and I'm only 5'3". So, I mean, when I eat, it's just I eat healthy. So I like to come out and change stuff. So that's my main thing. And I think if girls come out more, you know, like I've been running into a lot of, you know, thicker models and stuff. If they can come out, you know, and still be respectable and do what they do, I think that we can really change the game up a lot more than what's been happening.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, because with you being 5'3", I'm 5'5". So I know exactly how it goes, you know what I'm saying, as far, because I have done 3 runway shows, but, you know, you get judged a lot for being shorter, and they tell you what you can do, what you can't do. If you take sexy pictures of lingerie, as I do too, they feel that you're stuck in that. You can't model in a long dress, you know what I mean? So they're so judgmental to the fact of where I think the same way I agree with you very much about models coming together and really changing up the modeling game, because as you see, it has been changing for the good, and in the same way, you know, some negative ways too. But I definitely agree with you on that, no doubt.
Definitely. You know, in this time, though, making the two worlds, you know, because, this is, again, another series when two worlds meet, and, you know, I definitely want to connect this with the two of y'all, bringing a question for both you, for both Cammy and Texas. You know, one tough question is, how does the music industry and the modeling industry help strengthen each other together? Because in the end of the day, those two industries kind of go hand in hand. The artists need models to be in their music videos, or to help them have a stage presence, or to be on their album covers. And the models like to have, you know, like to have the artist to be around, to be able to have another avenue besides magazines to be featured in and whatnot. So how do we change the game on, you know, being more positive? Because a lot of times some artists don't, you know, they're stuck in the same, they get stuck in a bubble, and they always, I want a chick, I want a popping booty, and I want to have naked, and they always got to be a stripper. And that's that's always got to be the case. It'll be well thought out, like a storyline. And a lot of the models, you know, they selling for that because they feel, hey, I'm going to get a quick buck off of that, so I'm going to do it that way. So I'm going to take it to each of y'all. How can we change that and make it more prevalent to make people really think outside the box when it comes to working with the industry, with both industries as a whole? And I'll take it to Texas first.
All right. Man, honestly on that, and honestly, I didn't know there was so much competition in modeling, so big ups on that. I had no idea. Because, of course, there's a whole lot of competition in the music side. It's pretty ridiculous in Dallas. But honestly, we should just, we got to come together, as you said. We got a lot of mixes and things people are trying to throw just to get people together and talking, and we need to just kind of take people for who they are. They're aspiring to be a model. You know, people are gorgeous for different reasons. You know what I mean? You don't have to be that stripper. You don't have to be this and that. There could be a feature about you that should be able to land you a spot. But at the same time, you know, as a model, the same way as being an artist, your image is everything. You know, you are basically being sold. I mean, you're selling your body as far as the model goes, because you have to look a certain way. But it's the same way as an artist. They want you to look a certain way. You know, otherwise, dude wouldn't have asked me to, you know, find a stylist and whatnot. I could have just looked like whoever. You know, it's just pretty much it's all about image and appearance. What we need to do is change what that image and appearance is, and say, you know, the regular person is the person that's out here. We don't start off with all this this money and these cars and these chains and these grills. The models starting out gotta work up to where they are now. Why not show them as a regular individual? And, you know, the everyday girl, the everyday good-looking girl be in your video, not somebody who, you know, had to work so hard and work out every day and do this and that diet, because that's not the average person. If we can change the average, then I think that would help change the view overall.
Nice.
All right. Damn it.
Okay. I mean, I agree with that definitely. Music nowadays has just become, like, people change a lot of their music just to get on the radio to a lot of club shaking and booty shaking songs. And it's like they lose really what they wanted to. Like, a lot of people, you know, that when they originally start music, it's like they have a vision and then they change it up just to get on the radio, you know. And, I mean, I think it's the same, you know, with models, too. They kind of go hand in hand together. Like I said, I'm a model, do a lot of music videos, so I do run across a lot of artists. I've been privileged to work with so many different music artists. Like, it's great, but you can see the difference in how, you know, they're doing everything nowadays. And luckily, I haven't had to do all the, you know, the booty shaking videos. I've been, you know, a girl on the end that just, you know, was cute, you know, that you meet, like, in a club or something, and, you know, was just, like, the cute girl. So, yeah, I think if people can, like, stay together and actually know what they want, but I'm sorry to say, but in Dallas, I'm not knocking Dallas, but Texas is so hard to make it in. A lot of people can go somewhere else and make it bigger because they support more. And, I mean, sad to say it like that, but yeah, like Dallas needs to come together more, models, that's models and artists all together.
Amen.
Because if they can come together, it's so many people out here trying to do the same thing, and if people can come together more in Dallas, man, it will absolutely take over.
You know what? I think it is. I think it's a problem that a lot of the leaders that are from the area, they all go move to these other areas. Instead of after they've gotten bigger, come back and help cultivate this area. That's what the problem is. You know, they all like, well, it's ATL's where it's at. And instead of, you know, okay, ATL's where it's at, let's bring some of that love back home and start working with each other here. People are not doing that. They get big and then they feel like, they, oh, Dallas is beneath me. But, you know, if you're such a leader, come, you know, anybody can go somewhere where there's already gold and go, you know, and pick gold all day. But you go somewhere and then all of a sudden you got to help cultivate something from, you know, just from your influence. That's what a lot of people find a problem with. And that's what, that's what really didn't they, in Dallas is too many, and people want to say they're leaders, but really, we don't really have a lot of leaders. We got a lot of, you know, I'm a piggybacker. Everybody can piggyback. If, you know, they ain't, and you know, people are like, oh, yeah, hating, but nah, it is what it is. And somebody gotta wake it up. I'm not for the sugarcoat. You know, shout out to all the major radio stations down here. But y'all know me. When you come to my show, ain't nobody holding a gun to me telling me what I can say. And what I can say is basically, it's sad because it's not, you know, like I said, it's not a lot of these people, it's too many people being piggybackers, and there's not enough people saying, okay, I can't. I may have went to this area and I got big. Now let me come back and help the people learn from what I did and work and make this city bigger, because I've been there, done that.
Yeah. I agree on that 100%, man. It's in Dallas, it's hard, and as he said, as I said earlier, I didn't really know that modeling has such competition, so it kind of seems like we're in the same boat on that. It's just so many people are thinking, as you're on there, I'm sure as you're on the runway or as you're doing the music video, there's some girl in the background thinking, oh, I could do that better than her, instead of saying, you know, you did your thing, you know, we should work together. We don't do that in music either. You know, you look at somebody on stage, you're like, ah, I come up there and, you know, and rock the stage harder than him. Why not just support what they're doing and move as a unit? You know, we so separated, and it's like a big dysfunctional family.
Exactly.
Well, shoot, we're going to go to a quick music break. Actually, on this quick music break, I want you to go, we got one of your tracks, Texas, I definitely want you to introduce. This is featuring you with Miss Shoo Choo Bang. And can I talk about this track, Real Talk?
All right.
Yeah, we're going to go to Real Talk by him. And he sent me an EPK. Artists, y'all need to learn what that is so y'all can be more professional in what you're doing. This is the EPK. I was like, I don't know what to play. This is, I don't know, this song, I listened to the hook and everything. It just like, this spoke to me. So we're going to go to this track. We come back. I see we got some callers, too. We're going to go to the callers as well. We'll be right back on Life of the Dust Live with your boy, Ceddie J, my co-host, the mostest, Tara Lamont, and Emmy G in Texas Game. Let's go.
It's good.
You do a whole lot of talking, but you ain't saying this shit. To get up on my level, you gonna need a lift. Now it's time to put in work. I clocked out for my shift. This song's about you, I guess I pulled the Taylor Swift. You do a whole lot of talking, but you ain't saying shit. To get up on my level, you gonna need a lift. Now it's time to put in work. I clocked out for my shift. This song's about you, I guess I pulled the Taylor Swift. But first I flip, then I dip. Damn your chick, your skin tight, can hear it when I flow. I'm chasing green and not that lime. Like the game is always so, that's not the way we wrote the first right. So I'll be going left and then proceed them with my steak knife. I am never stopping, dealing islands in my backyard. Chasing through the night just like the blood drips from my black heart. Couldn't really gamble with the part that dealt my first start. Feel this fucking music, it's ancestral, that first part. I ain't even really let you journey to the good part. These are my confessions and I picked up on a new start. Check out my progression, teaching her, do the lesson. If you feel I disrespected, then your ears are adolescent. New hands, so I'm betting. Not many have the blessing. What I spit is just a weapon. Add it to your gun collection. You do a whole lot of talking, but you ain't saying shit. To get up on my level, you gonna need a lift. Now it's time to put in work. I clocked out for my shift. This song's about you, I guess I pulled the Taylor Swift. You do a whole lot of talking, but you ain't saying shit. To get up on my level, you gonna need a lift. Now it's time to put in work. I clocked out for my shift. This song's about you, I guess I pulled the Taylor Swift. You do a whole lot of talking, but you ain't saying shit. To get up on my level, you gonna need a lift. Now it's time to put in work. I clocked out for my shift. This song's about you, I guess I pulled the Taylor Swift. Okay. I ain't gonna say no names, but niggas is foul, cause I'm stealing they whole being, yep, hands down. It ain't my fault, cause you ain't doubt that life, so let me go and take that top notch spot. So just accept that you just been ate by a chick, no placement. And you ain't cold, oh boy, to believe that you are who. Real talk, you probably been fucked by Dre on the cool. I guess I lie, but shit, it's time to put these niggas on blast. Fuck with Choo Choo, guaranteed your ass is grass. Man, you done fucked up, Choo Choo Bang, yeah, I'm a suck. Toot my horn, I'm feeling myself like masturbation, gon' fuck yourself. You point a stroke, I can tell the fuck. Don't mean shit like a prenup. Couldn't make a virgin bust a nut. They laughing at you, hurt cuz. Real top for a slim spitting them on your flow. Green shit, hate hoes be feeling this. Prison mind, killing you it. You do a whole lot of talking, but you ain't saying shit. To get up on my level, you gonna need a lift. Now it's time to put in work. I clocked out for my shift. This song's about you, I guess I pulled the Taylor Swift. You do a whole lot of talking.
talk, yeah, but you ain't saying shit. To get up on my level, you gonna need a lift. Now it's time to put in work. I fly down for my ship. This song's about you, I guess I feel the Taylor Swift, okay.
Yeah, but you ain't saying shit. You do a whole lot of talk, yeah, but you ain't saying shit. You do a whole lot of talk, yeah, but you ain't saying shit. You do a whole lot of talk, yeah, but you ain't saying shit.
All right, we're back in the building on Life is Us Live. With my co-hostess with the mostest, Tara Lamone.
What it do?
We got special guests, Miss Cammy G and Texas Game in the building. And man, mm-hmm. we got some pretty hot callers in the building. You got somebody that know you, Tara. I'm gonna bring him on in a second too. And you got one of my fellow radio hosts. I gotta have him definitely real in ragging on, you know, this whole industry talk we're having. As well as, you know, if you have any questions for Miss Cammy, who's holding down for the modeling industry in Texas Game, food truck we just heard, Real Talk, which I definitely, like, I'm feeling that, you know, I'm on my Taylor Swift mode. So big up to that. We're going to chop it up with him, too, if I have any questions for him. So I'm going to go to my boy, Dope Ass Dan. What's up, Dope?
Dude, it's your boy, Dope Ass Music. No S's, no C's, Mr. Googleable, Team No Filter, West Coast Bay Area Stand Up, and the new AKA is Mr. Bing It Bitch.
Okay. You put all these AKAs. I won't be able to keep it. Every week you got a new goddamn AKA. I'm like, this. All right. I'm like, dude, I'm going to need you to like send me. You have to just like send me like a big Google Doc with all your nicknames. But, I'll be trying to keep up. I'll be lost as hell.
We miss you on the No Filter show today, man. Sadie, you missed the ghetto games, man. You missed the ghetto games. But, you know, shout out to, you know saying, the Life After Dusk, you know what I mean? To the beautiful models, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? A shout out to the DJ, you know what I'm saying? And definitely shout out to my man, you know what I'm saying? Who just had that track. That was, you know what I'm saying? Even though it was on some, you know, because I used to live in Dallas. I lived in Irving for about 4 years, you know what I mean? So he was it's actually outside of the norm, which is nice, you know what I'm saying? Even though it's on that type of beat where you're supposed to shoot people, pop bottles, fuck models, he didn't go there. And that was a good look on his side.
All right, I appreciate that.
No doubt. So what did it do, Shady J?
You know, man, you know, today we started our new segment, When Two Worlds Meet, and, you know, I think we came hard, man, from first premiere of this other segment we'll be doing every now and then, and, you know, I appreciate our Texas Game, you know, definitely Texas Game and Miss Cammy G, you know, just their views on the industry, on both industries are just right on point for how I feel, and also, they're not just talking, they actually doing what the heck they're talking about. That's one thing. A lot of people always want to feed you advice, but they're not even doing this themselves. So I appreciate the fact y'all not just telling people something, y'all actually doing what y'all talking about.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what it's about. You know, like a lot of times, you know, the funniest thing is when I was listening to the show, I was hearing what they were saying in regards to models. It is true. Most models, if you're not 5'8", almost 6 feet, you know what I'm saying, you're not really getting the runway shows like the big top dollar magazine runway shows. You're getting the, you know what I'm saying, you got to work really, really hard and be like, hey, I'm just as good as this next person over here, but just because I don't meet this industry standard, you're not going to give me my shot. Like, it's how can you be prejudicial against beauty? Beauty comes in all different shapes and sizes, so it's just like with the plus-size models. Plus-size models didn't get big until when? Somebody broke that mold. So it always takes somebody to break that mold. And as far as rapping, I completely understand what my man's saying because, you know what I'm saying, I was offered a deal for, I ain't going to say no names, Universal, and they wanted a six-year exclusive artist producer. I'm like, so you want to lock me in for 6 years so I can't do nothing? And then if anything else, now they're offering rappers 360 deals. You can't just come in the industry and be like, I want to do like 50 Cent let me get $1 million advance. No, you got to take a 360 deal. They're going to eat F off of everything you do, you know what I'm saying? And then most times they want you to do this, what's happening right now. Man, do I love that new Trinidad James song? Absolutely. But would it be something I would do? Hell no. Because last time I checked, I graduated from the third grade. So I'm not going to make no music like that. I'm not hating on the man. I'm just saying that's just not my music. I'll let him do it. I'll enjoy it. But I can't do it.
I mean, it's like you saying, though, especially when it comes down to the music. You know, you got these studio gangsters and whatnot out here, and that seems to be what's popular, you know, being somebody you're not, because the internet, I blame the internet 100%. But the thing is somebody is going to eventually test you on what you're talking about or listen for it or whatever. So you shouldn't be out here talking about you busting guns and slanging when you know that's not what you do. And because somebody will test you. And in my music, you know, the things I talk about, I've dealt with, or I have people that have dealt with it. I'm not saying anything that I haven't done or know all about. I'm just not on that type of thing.
Hey, that's real talk. Because last time I checked, I got to go to work in the morning. So I'm not going to be spending at the bar popping bottles. For what? I can spend that on groceries, laundry, shit, shoes. I'm not going to be spending on no strippers. That's what I'm not going to do. You know what I mean? And I'm not talking about shooting guns. The last time I checked, anybody I know that shot guns at people, they serving time. And if they're not serving time, they snitches. And you don't want to be associated with them anyway. So keep it real. You know what I'm saying? You can talk about, like, you can, you know, have portrayal songs, like, if I was a Scarface, if I was this. But don't try to say that's who you are, because, trust me, somebody's going to test them. And, you know, shout out to Rick Ross, because he right now ducking the disciples right now.
Because he thinks he Big Meech. That's what it is.
Yeah, we gotta give a tribute. A tribute to the people that's messing up right now. give a tribute to them. I'm going to keep you online, too, dope. I'm going to go to the 248. Got 248. I'm going to go ahead and let you go ahead and open yourself up, man, because I'm tearing. This person says they know you, man. I'm going to let them speak for themselves.
All right. Yeah.
What up, Taryn? It's your boy, Charlie. You know, I had to call. I saw that you was on. So I figured I'd say what's good.
Oh, what's good, Charlie? Thanks for showing up.
You know, I ain't really got much to say, you know what I'm saying? My dumb ass need to be asleep. I got to work in the morning myself.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I'm still up, but I just felt like, you know, I say what's up. Proud of my homie Taryn, you know, doing it big out here. She said she was a dream. She's doing what she said she was going to do. Not a lot of people can do that, so I'm proud of her. Love her to death.
Thank you, Charlie. I appreciate that.
I appreciate you calling in with that, too, man. You know, it's always good to see, you know, I mean, we, like I said, we have people that's all different kind of races that come to this show, but as being a black male, I always love to see black people loving black people. And I love the fact, especially when it's a black male, you know, big enough a black female to do something positive, you know, not just tell them, girl, come shake your butt. No, I ain't going to say that. I only want the chick to shake her butt in front of me. You're not going to act fake. But that's your only thing, you know. That's the only way your mind thinking. Then I don't know, man. You know, I don't want you around me because I can't, you know, I ain't thinking about that all day.
Right. Nah, see, I respect women a lot. I ain't gonna lie and say, you know, I ain't gonna allow no woman, you know what I'm saying? If they gonna shake it, they gonna shake it, you know what I'm saying? But that's not all that's on my mind, you know what I'm saying? I'm just being real, I'm a level with you, you know what I'm saying?
I respect it,
like Taryn, that's my sister to me. I'm not trying to get with her, I'm not trying to hook up. That's my sister. I love her and I respect her. You know, and we've had our own conversations about her just staying Taryn. Now, not really letting the game change her, because there's a lot of shit out there that she could be doing that has frustrated a lot of people's careers, you know what I'm saying? But I don't, if she, that's not what she want to do, I told her, I was like, don't do it. Just stay Taryn. So that's why I'm proud of her, because she's staying Taryn.
That's Thank you very much.
That's powerful. I mean, you just pretty much just kind of lined up what we just talking about, man. Says people trying to be what they not, man. At the end of the day, I just turn this persona and I come to the show. I'm crazy 24/7, so it is really not too much of a change I gotta do when I get on the show. So only thing is, I'm not gonna go to the show. I'm not gonna be talking about I'm turned up. I'm not gonna go to work talking crazy. I'm gonna go to work.
How are you doing today, sir? I'm doing great, fabulous. You feel like your shirt looks very.
You know. I'm not gonna. You gotta turn a different mode on your work mode on, but. You know, you pretty much on my side of work is the same crazy person all day, every day. So,
hey, I agree on that, man. It's people need to learn that too. You're not a rapper 24/7. I don't care who you are. You know, you're not a model 24/7. You know, you can't act. I'm pretty sure. You know, if Cammy's out there, she's not. You know, acting like she's on a runway when she's walking through Walmart. You know, or. I'm not pretending I'm in a music video, you know, while I'm walking to my car. People just need to learn to separate the two because they want to be this rapper 24/7. So they want to, everybody talk about their music, even if it's fake, they want to try to be about it. That's how they end up with these gun charges because you too stupid to know the difference. You need to leave that gun at home because you obviously don't have a license for it. You got to separate the two. I go to work, I do computer operations. Which is odd. I get told that all the time because I'm a rapper, but I do, you know, technology work. And but when I'm there, that's what I do. When I'm a rapper, I'm a rapper. It should be a separate life. You can't bring the two together. They think they can, and they want to have all these women and can't keep a relationship and all this. Because you want to be something you're actually not. That's your career.
Right.
That's not who you are.
Exactly.
Right.
The fans need to know that, too, though, because, I mean, I'm mama. So I don't know if y'all are friends with me on Facebook, but I post the pictures of my son all day, 24/7. And, like, I can be somewhere with my son out eating, and, like, it'll be people that see me in, like, a video, and they would stop and stare or, like, sit across from us and stare and gawk. And it's like, oh, my God, you're that girl that was in that video. Are you that girl that was at, you know, that hosted that one party? Are you the girl that was in Houston, you know? And I'm like, yeah, okay, that's me, you know. And then they would still sit there while me and my son are eating. And my little boy would be like, why are they sitting there? So, I mean, that's fans, too, because that gets so annoying. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm very appreciative. But it's like, damn, when you see me out with my son, you know, it's like I'm trying to do some mama time.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, see, I feel like the thing is most people can't separate the difference between what you do and who you are. There's a big difference between what you do and who you are. Me, I am a musician. I work at Dunham's. You know what I'm saying? Dunham's is not who I am. That's where I work. That's how I make a living. You know what I'm saying? Thank God I don't have kids at the age that I am. But, you know, that's just how I make my living. When I leave Dunham's and I do what I do, I skateboard, I play the drums, I'm a musician. That's, you know, that's who I am, you know?
Yeah.
But most people just can't separate the difference. They see you, if they see you in a music video or they see you hosting some party, they automatically think because they're so simple-minded that that's who you are and that's all there is to you.
Yeah.
So they can't differentiate when they see you being civilized or just out eating or something simple like that. You know what I'm saying? Because they just don't understand it.
Very true.
Yeah. I don't know, and I mean that brings up a good point, man. I've heard of it was actually a show a long time ago. Y'all probably heard of it called Little House on the Prairie, where one of the women, I guess she played her part so well that people would actually try to fight her outside of the show, and because of how she treated this other young lady on there. I'm like, come on, you got to separate the two. This is an actor, you know.
Yeah.
Not a person that's really doing this, but you're right. People don't seem to be able to separate the fact that this is your work and that's what you do, and who you are outside of that is just you.
Exactly.
But I also do blame some of the artists, too, because, as I said, I know a lot of artists who try to be an artist outside of doing their job, too, 24/7. So
Yeah, and that's most definitely
true.
A lot of people that's in the entertainment business, period, I mean, if you don't come in with a set mindset that, okay, this is my hustle, this is what I'm going to do. I mean, it's almost like, okay, you have people that have stage names. Therefore, okay, there's your alter ego. But the lifestyle consumes people at times to where they don't know what to do. They get lost in the lifestyle to where they become unhappy. And they think that they're these people, and they lose touch with family. They lose touch with themselves, honestly, because they're so caught up in that lifestyle of what they're portraying to be to other people that they're not even who they started out being at all. Yeah. So keeping the right mindset coming into the entertainment business, that's a definite plus. I mean, if you don't, you'll rather get eat alive, or you'll basically, I mean, you'll get eat alive by the media and other people, or you'll basically be eating yourself alive inside because you know
yeah.
you are.
Right.
And end up losing yourself, definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Well, now, what I'm going to do now, we're going to go do a round table. We're going to do final, I'm going to call it the dessert. I'm trying to, you know, everybody, some people call it final thoughts, some call it the dessert, because it's always how you end the great meal, which that's what I like to call today's show, is definitely a great meal. A lot of great stuff being said. I want to go. We're going to start from the top for Ms. Cammy. Ms. Cammy, any final thoughts you definitely wanted to share with everybody as far as, like, trying to get into the industry or whatnot and what they can learn from you?
I'm trying to get into the industry?
Yeah, that's basically trying to get into the industry and happen, you know, as far as, like, learning from you, what are some things you may have messed up at or they have done very well that you recommend to people to do this before I even started?
I mean, well, just speaking of experience, let's see. When I started out, I did a lot of stuff for free. My first year, like, I did a lot of stuff for free, and it was just, like, I was always out. Like, I told everybody, you have to get your face out there because that's, like, you know, me saying, hey, it's me, I'm cute, I'm model, can I be in your video? Oh, but you're going to have to pay me. You know, they're going to be looking at me like, oh, why would I pay you, you know? Like, who are you? And they can go to any other person, you know, and get her in the video, and she'll probably do it half naked and definitely for free, you know, just to do it. And so, I mean, like I said, I have not done any naked stuff, but, I mean, I was everywhere. Dallas, it's been times when I've been, like, four or five places a night. When I had my car, I was everywhere. I've done a lot of stuff with T-Cash. I did the thing with Little Flip. Man, I used to have so much fun. And I used to do it all, you know, for free and everything. And then I built up my network system. It's always building up your network. And, I mean, I'm a genuinely nice person. So I'm like the girl that you meet. And you're like, wow, okay, she's real cool. And it's like, if you support me, I definitely support you. So it's like, if you come to any of my stuff, it could be a simple little kickback. I'm going to support you to the fullest. So if my thing is building up your network and supporting people, you know, I will shout you out. I support people. And as I've gotten bigger, you know, and I realized, you know, these magazines were hitting me up and people would call me specifically or email me specifically to be in their video. That's when I started to charge. I've been in Atlanta. I've hosted in Atlanta. I've hosted in Houston. I mean, I've had so much fun. And now it's just like, hey, road trip, you know, go somewhere, you know, host and everything. So, I mean, I like to make stuff fun. I slow down some because my son is older now, so I do spend a lot more time with him, and then I'll set my days. But, I mean, if you don't have any kids and you're trying to model, get out there, and once you get known and have your network built up, I say just all of a sudden do a road trip, pop up somewhere. They definitely want to pay you to do something. So, I mean, it's been pretty fun for me. And, again, still have not had to do anything naked, so I'm happy about that. And I still make it to tons of videos. I host tons of stuff, and my network is just building up. The thing with modeling, though, guys have it so much easier, and I kind of hate that because girls, it's always like, you hear the dude that's like, yeah, I'll let you do this and we'll do that and da-da-da. Oh, but do you have a boyfriend, though? You know, they're, like, so worried about the wrong things, and then it's like, that's none of your business, you know. So it's one of those, like, oh, if we not doing this, then we can't do that. So I do a lot of stuff in my email. I really don't take a lot of phone calls. I would text or message you, so that way you don't even think it's nothing else. So, because I've had to take somebody to small claims court before for not paying me. I don't pay about my money. It's like, yeah, I'm cute and all, but I ain't trying to always have somebody holler at me all the time 24/7. It's like, that's no fun. I'm about my money. I'm about business. If we don't talk business, we talk business. That's why another thing I tell all the girls is try to always have a trail, whether it's emails or text messages. That way, if you have to take somebody to court about your paper contracts, always do contracts. I do contracts with everybody. And it's not just trying to get my money. It's to protect myself and to protect them. So that way we both know where we both stand. I do contracts now. And so, yeah, it's always to have a great communication, do contracts, to build up your network.
Exactly. Yeah.
Artists, man. Speak for the artists. Let us know as far as artists trying to get into the game and some things you may have done wrong. Like you said, you shared a couple of it earlier about not being so money hungry or whatnot, sticking to yourself. Like, what's some things that you want to say for artists trying to start out and what they should learn from you?
Coming from me, man, just as I stated earlier, one thing you want to do before anything else is be yourself. If you get stuck in that mode of trying to please everybody, you will just be stuck as that person. You will be that person that has to please everybody. So all you're dropping is stuff that's popular right now. People will catch on to that, and you will lose fans pretty quickly. For me, man, as far as just trying to get into it, first of all, quality is a must on that. There's a lot of people that you know, they're like, yeah, can you listen to this or that? You know, it's recorded here. I don't care if you record it at home or however, because you can get a good sound. But make sure it's on point and when you send it out here, because a lot of people will just trash it. As she said, on a legal standpoint, you got to be up, at least on the artist side, you definitely have to have your entertainment lawyer on hand. A manager is always a plus to get out here and get shows and stuff done. And as she said, network. You're going to do a lot of free stuff. I've done a lot of free stuff, you know, everything from, you know, pep rallies to just open mics or, you know, birthday parties. Just whatever can get your name out there. You got people dancing. You got people listening. Pass out your music. You're going to give away a lot of free stuff before you ever get paid for it. Because those people need to hear you. As he said, I can't come out here and be like, if somebody say, hey, can I feature you? They don't know who I am. I'm like, yeah, I'm featured, $1,000. They don't look at me sideways. So it's just, for me, and I have a lot of features out there. I even made a mixtape called T-Virus, just stating that I'm like a virus. I'm on everything. I spread. So I'm on a lot of people's tracks, and I do it for free, and it's not being dumb or anything like that. I just really want to be heard anywhere. If you can saturate the market, that's, to me, one of the best things you can do. Now, you got people who overly do it. To me, like Wayne and Drake and them, they own everything. You get tired of hearing them. But starting out, that's what you want to do. You want to hop on any and everybody track that's actually doing something that's going to help you push it and not just, you know, sitting in their basement listening. But overall, I would say my main points are, be yourself. Don't be else or for anything else but the fact that you want to do music, because that will show. And if you want to be a legend in this, you need to be doing it for you. Otherwise, you're just going to, you know, you're going to be that one hit. You're going to be that Milli Vanilli.
Exactly. I'm going to take it to my co-host with the Moses. I'm going to Taryn Lamone. Go ahead. Oh, your final thought.
Okay. On the industry, you know, if you're trying to get into the industry, what I can say is to the models, you have to be smart and know exactly what you're about to do. This is not just about taking pictures to post on Facebook and other stuff like that. If you're looking for that, you kind of, you know, you're in a different business. But stay who you are at all times. Protect yourself. Always do, you know, look up everybody that you're supposed to be working with. I don't care who they claim they're supposed to be. I mean, you have to really do your background checks on people to see what they're about. Network, yeah, I agree with Ms. Candace. You do have to network very hard to get to that next level. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do anything. So it's always just staying determined what you want to do. As far as music-wise, any entertainers, it goes the same thing. Just, you know, you got to grind hard, and if you don't believe in yourself, then nobody else is going to believe in you. So you have to push it, you know what I'm saying, keep grinding, do your networking, you know what I'm saying, protect yourself at all times. I agree with the fact that you do need contracts when it comes to the modeling game and everything you do. Other than that, just stay determined, be yourself, and always make sure you're protecting yourself, you know, because, I mean, that's important.
I'm gonna share my final thought. As all of us, as a whole, as a person, you know, I'm not necessarily the artist. I'm more so the person that's the behind the scenes, and I'm gonna share a shout out on that. Everyone doesn't have to be the model or the artist. Like it's so many people. You know, we need people that's bosses too. That's gonna be able to help, you know, be behind the scenes and help people. You know, the radio show kind of makes me forefront on that on spectrum. But at the end of the day, a lot of stuff I do is behind the scenes. Like, you know, that's my model. Sometimes some people, it's always funny because some people have, like, they'll meet me in person. They'll be like, oh, you're the guy that did it. I say, yeah, I'm the person that did it. And it'll trip them out because I feel like as far as you behind the scene person, I don't necessarily have to be seen. As far as when it comes to that part of my profession, like, I don't have to be seen to do. I always have to be in the forefront. I just need to be doing my job of pushing the models that are doing stuff. I need to be doing that, and then that's the same thing for the artists. Always pushing the artists' music and, you know, find a way to be clever with the music and then just, you know, involve them in everything you do because, like, that's what this whole rating, I stretch this day to day. You know, a lot of people think that it's just so easy for me to get to. You know, I got to give a big up to that. We officially we're right there by 250,000 listeners now. And, you know, people think it was just a cakewalk for me. It wasn't no cakewalk. It was, you know, I had to work there for get to a lot of stuff. A lot of people say, oh, you got a feature show, man. Hey, man, how you get a feature? It wasn't handed to me. I work my behind off. The celebrities I get, I work my behind off. And it's no magic trick. I just do me, and I don't take no for an answer. Cammy's a perfect example of me not taking no for an answer. Cammy would tell you how many times I hit you up about this, but Cammy, I probably hit you up about that about a good 3 times.
Yeah.
And I'm a firm believer of, you know, one thing, don't take no for an answer, and two, sometimes it's all about timing. And it's about repetitiveness, it's about consistency and repetitiveness. Because sometimes it's not the right, sometimes it's about timing. Sometimes it's not that the person doesn't want to support something, it's just not the right timing. And so, you know, that's the thing. And they say a lot of people I hang in there, I work, and that's for anything. I'm going to share that for artists, models, radio hosts, whatever you're trying to be. It's all about timing, and don't give up so easily, man. Like, some of y'all, if it don't go quickly, y'all start giving up and like, oh, what? Like, I got to send a shout out. I'm not going to name call, but there's one radio show host I got to say. I rag on her about this, and I like her. She does as far as being promoting and stuff, but when it comes to being a radio host, you got to be able to know this. Everybody not going to listen to you. I'm sorry to tell you, everybody's going to listen to you. It's not same thing with me. I know everybody's gonna listen to me. I don't care if it's 10 people or 1,000 people listening to the show. I'm gonna perform like it's 1,000 people listening to the goddamn show. And that's why people rock with me, because I'm a treat. It's never been about the numbers. Of course, I want to grow in my numbers, but it's never been about the numbers. It's about treating everybody like a person, not just, you know, one through whatever. It's what it is. And that's how you got to do, treat your fans that way, everything. So that's my final thought, man. That's basically my final thought.
In that order.
In that order, yeah, there you go. I want to send a shout out to another quick observation that I know. I watched Tiny's new talk show right before I came. If I did the show today. I like the show, you know. It's kind of like the ghetto at home, everybody in the backyard eating barbecue, sharing what they got to say. But I like it. You know, they were fun, and I like how they just I like the panel of how they were. It's like the hood version of the beat. So big ups for that. And hey, that being said, man, I want Cammy, go ahead and let everybody know how they can catch you.
We have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, what else? YouTube. And it's all Miss Cammy G or Miss Cammy Goff, G-O-F-F. Facebook, you can probably find it under Cammy Goff, too. Instagram is Miss Cammy G1. Twitter is Miss Cammy G. Everything is Miss Cammy G.
Miss Cammy G.
Yeah,
I'm next.
Yes, sir.
All right. You can pretty much you can Google me. Make sure you spell it right. I get a lot of people that that don't, but that's TEXUZGAME. Facebook.com/TEXUZGAME. YouTube.com/Texas Game. Everything's going to be that. Twitter, the same thing, same with Instagram. Find me under Texas Game or Texas Game Music. Either way, you're going to find me. But YouTube is, I'm known on there for a lot of chopping and screwing music as well as my own, so y'all can check that out. But yeah, that's where you find me.
All right, we go check out the chopping screw. Y'all need a machine. I do that on the fly. That's how we do it. Terry Lamont, go ahead and let everybody know how to catch you co-hosted.
All right. Y'all can catch me on Twitter, Facebook, Taryn Lamont. Instagram, same thing, Taryn_Lamont. I got to give a quick shout-out real quick to a song that has to relate with the whole Connecticut shooting and everything that went down. That will be Purple Music, Letter to the Shooter. You can see that post on my Twitter, and that is, once again, Taryn Lamont, TarynLyymon, and that's that.
All right, shoot. Of course, I know y'all check out the Super Network. So I call it Social Network. I think Social Network is attaining when you use that name, how they run. So I call it the Social Community. DustSpot.com, DustSpot.com, and check that out. And you can see me on there mingling everybody and liking everybody's stuff. So you can pretty much catch me on there. And I also got to give a shout out. Y'all be on the lookout this week. I know Reverend Phil So Good. He will be making a Christmas video. But it's not gonna be real fancy, but he's gonna be putting out a video. He's gonna be making a remix. He's gonna totally remix. A Christmas song, so y'all got to be on the lookout and find out what that song is going to be, and you know what, because y'all see some of the stuff that Reverend Phil So Good has done before, y'all know it's, so, I mean, I don't know why everybody's laughing at him, man, he's just trying to be inspirational, man, everybody else is going to laugh at him, so y'all be on the lookout for that, Reverend Phil So Good, he's going to have something for y'all, sometime this week, probably about Wednesday show. Y'all build my guy for that. And twitter.com/CDJ, CDBY, letter J, BUSK, or you go to my Facebook, Cedi J, just the same way. So there you go. And if y'all missed any of the show, I can always check it back out at blogtalkradio.com/CDJ. Look for the episode that says When Two Worlds Meet, model Miss Cammy G, and artist Texas Gang. Check it out right there. You can check it out on iTunes for free. Just type in Life at Dusk Live, look for the episode name, and you can download it for free, listen for free, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, we're doing the big, you're on iTunes, that's how we do it. And that's pretty much it, man. That being said, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J, there's a Tara Lamone, there's a Miss Cammy G, there's a Texas Game. There is a way. Y'all tuned to that episode of Life at Dusk Live, your boy Cedi J. We rolling on out, and I want to just give another shout out to the Sandy Hook Elementary School. No, this big up to y'all. Stay lifted. And oh yeah, one more thing I wanted to say too. Of all y'all that think that the world going to end on the 21st, that's this Friday, y'all go ahead and sign y'all checks to me. Sign checks for everything in your bank account to me. Give me your house, your cars, all that. Because on the 22nd, it ain't going to matter. I'm going to borrow your money out for you. You're saying the world going to end anyway. Let me go ahead and spend it for you since you're going to be gone. So all y'all need is the world ending on the 21st, just go ahead and write the checks to me. All right. That's what it is.
I expect a request from everybody on here. Just letting y'all know on Facebook and Twitter.
That was definitely. I also want to say one more thing to Cammy in Texas, man. I appreciate y'all for coming through the show. You know, y'all just, you know, I love that. You know, I love seeing people in my area, you know, doing it up. That's why I had to bring y'all on, because I wanted to show two different sides doing it up, and then, you know, we're gonna do this with all different cities all over. But I had to start with the area first, because I think this is one of the hardest areas right now. We're starting to flourish, but that one little thing is we just continue to get wrong is we don't support each other enough. We all try too hard to be crabs in a barrel. So I big y'all up for doing what it is. You know, Texas was supporting me. You know, you just joined the family, but you've done none of the supports from the jump. And Cammy, you know, I've known you for a little bit now, and I definitely got to say I appreciate you as well. And of course, Karen, my co-host, of course, I got to send love to her. You know, so I want her to write me a check for everybody that used the word Lemonhead now.
Oh, God.
Write me my check. All right. We're rolling out for real now, y'all. I had to send that out. In the words of Chris Brown, deuces.